Yes,
Thank you for calling
exactly.
customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Dimitri. There seems to be a fraudulent charge on my Visa card. It was charged the 1st of July, and it's buyyourbest.com. And I go to that website. It looks like a fraudulent website because half of it's in that Latin that you see when you're going to set up a website. Lorem ipsum dolor si damet. And then there's just some weird, it looks fraudulent.
What site are you talking about, ma'am?
What
site are you talking about?
Buy Your Best. That's the charge on my card, and the number associated with it is the number I called and talked to the lady before she transferred me to you. So she can't find any order under my name, under the last four of my credit card, under my zip code. So, and then she's wanting my whole credit card, and you guys could be part of this fraudulent scheme. I don't know. I don't know you from Adam. So how in the world does a charge get on my card, but you have no record of me, my card, or my zip code? And it says it was purchased at 1:12 p.m. Eastern Time online, which is very unusual. Don't do much ordering online. And the merchant, and it says spend category electronic stores. I don't buy anything electronic.
Okay. How much was the charge?
$59.95.
Provide me the last four digits of the card that was charged.
5698.
And your name?
Betty Ellis. ELLIS. BETTY ELLIS.
I see a urn.
Pardon me?
Do you know a urn?
Aaron? No.
ERIN?
No.
And what date was charged on again?
July 1st.
Verify your shipping address.
It's Woodland, California.
Do you have the first six digits of the card?
No, I'm not real willing to give that because I don't even know that you guys are legit.
Well, ma'am, if you're getting charged from us, and I'm just trying to pull up the account, so any information you provide would be useful to pull up the account and see what you're getting charged for.
Well, I've never called anybody, any business that needed all those numbers of my credit card. This is making me suspicious.
I can understand that, but I mean, if it's not showing anything under the last four, we try the first six.
Or my zip code, so who's this Aaron?
That's the only thing that popped up under the last four digits.
So that's a fraudulent charge, probably. Okay, I'm going to contest this with my bank.
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye.